JPP, what kind of market do you think he has?
It's hard to find pass rushers. The first thing you have to ask yourself is how much depth is in the draft? Because why would you want to pay a guy a lot of money if there were quality players? So there's going to be three or four guys, I think, in the draft. So the draft class will be his competition, first off. Secondly, he is up against some of the guys that are in free agency. I don't know how many guys are going to get franchise tagged and transition tagged. But he should land up, if I was his agent, competing for a contract. I don't think I could compete for a top 10 contract.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Because of his age?
Age in the hand and everything else that goes along with it. But he had a good year, so I would think you start looking at the contracts from 11 to about 14, somewhere in there.
$4 million, 14 million. Okay. Sue, the guy is durable as can be, but he's 33, and we know no one wins with Father Time. Sooner or later, Father Time wins.
Yeah.
They're not asking him to get sacks, but he's doing a hell of a job on run defense. What kind of market do you think he would have?
Well, I would have him on one-year deals. So, and it's not that I don't trust him, but the age point that you made is part of my
33,
thinking.
33, if I remember right.
Yeah, and so he's played motivated on one-year deals.
Yeah.
he boxed himself into some of those, and he plays hard on them. And I think I would not go past that.
Okay.
You know, if you needed to thin out a capped call and you put a second year on it for a lot of money that you'd never pay him just to manipulate the cap, fine. But he'd be on one-year deals.
You think Bowles might be succeeding Arians with the Bucks? I mean, he did a hell of a job with that defense.
That's a good question. I think Bruce, to me, I think he always lives in a world of his own one-year deals.
Mm-hmm, he does, you're right.
Yeah, but I think if he gets a quarterback that can give him a chance to do what he wants to do and not be frustrated by the turnovers, he'd stay a little longer. So
interesting.
That's how I see it. So if Rivers or someone like that came there, and or whoever it's going to be, and he felt like, okay, I've eliminated the turnover issue, I could do this for a while longer. You know, because he's already retired once, and he didn't like it.
No, he did not. Yeah.
No, but
he's know that personally, because he worked with you.
Yeah, but he's got to have the kind of thing that gets him excited, which is throwing the ball with a legitimate thrower. He's got the receiver. So I could see him staying a couple more years.